most of us take business pretty seriously. We don't like all that rah-rah stuff, and we certainly don't like getting up and going to very early meetings every Saturday morning. So how did a guy who brought team cheers and early morning Saturday meetings to the company get named best boss in town not once but twice? Well, let's let that best boss, Jack Kale, tell us in this conversation with Kale. A lot of our listeners are managers or even bosses and CEOs and presidents and all, and you were twice named the best boss in town by Cleveland Magazine. What makes someone a good or a bad boss, and what makes someone the best boss?
I think, first of all, I was blessed with good parents who used to sit around at a kitchen table, and my mother would say, Jack, you have to bring all your money from the bank, just leave enough to keep the account open. And this happened several times as we were taking our across-the-tracks environment and trying to make a little better home for all of us. So we all had jobs, we all had bank accounts, and we all put the money on the table, where my mother would give us the information on what our monies were going to be used for, what it was going to buy, whether it was a garage or pouring a new concrete driveway or an improvement to the home of some sort. So we had the information, we had the recognition, and we had the reward. And the reward in those days was, Jackie, you're a good boy. Jimmy, you're a good boy. It's all it took from your mother and your dad. Then I got to meet Sam Walton many, many years later. And what was Sam Walton doing? He was having Saturday morning meetings. He was doing cheers like you do and see at college and high school basketball games. He was sharing the information way beyond any other company I'd ever seen, telling people what was going on at a Saturday morning meeting. He was sharing the recognition of the job well done and always recognizing people, and he put in a profit sharing where he shared the reward. He connected in my mind to my parents and in particular my mother, and I said, my God, this man is doing exactly what my mom did when she raised us. And it gave me such a sense of self-confidence that I came back and did the first Saturday morning meeting at Manco, the first cheer, which none of this was well received at the time I announced it. People threatened to quit, over 60%. But after the first meeting, they saw the value of it because they saw the team aspect that comes from everybody on the same field knowing what's going on, knowing that we're all, if we all work as a team, that we're all going to get a reward over and above our salary. And it's still working.
You've been listening to A Conversation with Kale. Come back soon for more at www.greatlakesgeek.com.